Welcome to Back to the Book Broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you once again the Word of God from God's Word. And it's a joy to be in your place of listening and invite you to church today here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. We'd love for you to come today to be in the services. Sunday school begins at 10:45 for the worship service and 5 o'clock for the evening tonight, and then at 7 on Wednesday. And we urge you to come be with us throughout the day. I believe you'll enjoy something from the Word of God. And you ought to be in church this morning. Get up and get ready. Get on to the house of God today. Very important. But the Bible said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as a manner of some is, even so much the more as you see the day approaching. The Lord's coming soon. And brother, we better be in the house of God, preparing our hearts to face the battles of life that we face daily as children of God, and once again going to face the Lord one day very soon. Good to be saved this morning. Thank God for the Lord's Day. I appreciate the privilege to come once again to the broadcast and try to be a help and a blessing to your heart today, and trust we can be and will be through the Word of God today. I want to pray for your needs this morning. There's a lot of folks that are sick and suffering, needs help, needs prayer, as only God can give today, and we trust in Him to do that. We'll remember these folks in prayer. You've got somebody on your heart this morning, you ought to take time to pray for them and give a helping hand out to them through the Word of God today. So it's good to be here, and we want to remember you that are not able to get out to be in the house of God, shut-ins that are not able to come. We want to pray for your needs this morning, that God would, as you look to Him, would show you that grace and help in your time of need today. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, want to thank you for this another Lord's Day, privilege of once again to be in the house of God this morning, to enjoy the blessings of God upon our lives today. And we want to, I just want to say thank you for grace, for help in the time of need. Thank you for healing, for helping, and Lord, for grace. And I pray you bless today every need in Radio Land this morning. Lord, you know the need of every heart that's there today. I pray, God, that you don't intervene in their needs this morning according to your perfect will, and give strength and grace for the day and for the hour. I pray for our nation today, that God, that we would the church of the living God would turn back to you this morning. God's people would respond to the Word of God and turn back once again to the blessings of God. Help our nation, Lord, to recognize there is a God, and there is a penalty for sin. There's a reaping day for the sins that we permit to happen in our society today. Have your will and way this morning. Bless every service, your men of God that are standing to proclaim the Word of God this morning. I pray your blessings upon them. Just give us a good day. We'll honor you and give you praise and glory for everything that's done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to your heart today, and be an uplift to you, and as you face this another day. Amen. So only you listen to the words now as they sing this morning. Amen.
How fragile my just a pilgrim passing by. Soon I'll bid this world goodbye. I can only stay a while and move away. This earthly house will soon grow old. Storms will come and take their toll. Because I live in a house made of clay.
Amen. Well, Jesus told us that in the Word of God. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He's coming, and I hope you're ready this morning. You ought to be ready to meet the Lord, because He's going to come unannounced and in a time least expected. And this old world's going to find the catching away of Christ's bride is going to happen one day very soon, I believe, from the Word of God and from things that are going on in this world today. We're living in the days. It's looking more like Sodom and Gomorrah every day, than more like the days of Noah and eating and drinking and all giving in marriage. We're just living in the days that Jesus said that's going to be like when Jesus comes again. And so need to be ready this morning. You need to be ready to meet the Lord. If you're not saved, you ought to find you a place and get along with God and get born again. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to save you and redeem you by His precious blood. And He will do that this morning. Hope you enjoyed that song today. Have another one now, and you listen as she sings. tell you, it's a blessing that he did come to do what he did, and he'd do it again. And I tell you, it's good to be saved this morning. I'm glad he sought us and found us and reminded us and convicted us and then converted us when we responded to the Holy Spirit. And what a blessing it is to be saved this morning in these last days. The book of Acts chapter 1 this morning, the book of Acts chapter 1. I want to begin a message today. We may continue the thought through the weeks and try to be a help and a blessing to your heart this morning. The book of Acts chapter 1, and we'll begin reading in verse 1. The Bible said, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, in whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father hath put in his own power. Now I want to try to preach to you this morning, begin a message on simply this, getting ready to serve. Getting ready to serve. Now you'll find that, of course, in the book of Acts, that Jesus was getting his people ready to serve him, and that we have an obligation to serve the Lord. And you'll find that he began to write here, Luke begins to continue to tell us some things about the Savior, and Jesus spent all of his ministry here in this world for over 3 years, and getting ready, people getting ready for them to serve him. He called out a church. He has still calling out a church, and he's still in the process of calling out the redeemed of God to salvation through Jesus Christ. The unregenerate sinner can come to Jesus today and be saved by the grace of God. He's still calling sinners. He's still calling them to repentance today, and he's preparing his people, and always has been, to serve him. And we have an obligation to serve the one that redeemed us today by his wonderful grace, and what a privilege it is. But the Bible said, if you'll notice, first of all, here in this scripture, you'll find, first of all, in verses 1, you find the subject matter of the chapter, the subject matter of the verse and of the chapter today. The subject matter is simply this, of what Jesus began to both to do and to teach. Now, the subject is Jesus. Don't know of any greater subject anybody could have today than the Lord Jesus Christ. So we find the subject matter is found here in verses 1. First of all, his service. The Bible said what Jesus did. He began to both to do and to teach. Now, Jesus not only taught the Word of God, but he lived the Word of God. He did the things that he taught them to do. He did that in his own life. Everything that he taught, he did. Amen. He was one that was a teacher, and he was also one that was a living example of the grace of God. If you want to see God, just look at Jesus. You want to know what God's like? Look at Jesus. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father also. And so the subject here that Luke is talking about is Jesus Christ. The subject, no greater subject can be had in this world today than the subject of Jesus Christ. Have everything they began to do and to teach. Now, first of all, your life has got to measure up before you can teach. You've got to have the life to live, and you've got to be an example of the believer, of those that are saved by the grace of God. Before you can ever teach anyone, you've got to be a doer of the Word of God. You've got to be one of an example in your life. And be ye like the Lord Jesus. That's what He was telling us to do. And be ye as I am, Paul said, as I am of Jesus. And so we've got to the subject matter that Luke began to talk about here, about getting ready to serve. The subject matter is the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all about Him this morning. It's all about Jesus. Amen. Our service and servitude to God is all about through Jesus Christ. And that telling others, and not only doing, but teaching the Word of God. And they said, going to all nations to preach the gospel to every creature, teaching them how to do whatsoever things I've commanded you to do. So we've got that that charge today, and what he's doing here, and Luke is doing here with the early church, is getting them ready to serve the Lord. We've got the crucifixion has taken place, the burial has taken place, the resurrection has taken place. And so we've got the next duty to do is to serve the one that got up from the grave and is alive and well, and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the subject is Jesus this morning. Aren't you glad of that today? We find not only that, but his service is found here in verses 1 and 2, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. He chose them to be the vessels that he would use in the early church as the foundation of the church, and work through them and with them to establish and set up the church of the living God. Now, you're out there this morning, and you don't think you ought to go to church today. You don't think it's necessary to go to church. After all, preacher, we've had a pandemic, and after all, we've had a lot of exposure, and we don't want to go out into the crowds, and yet you go to Walmart, you go shopping, you go other places, but I'm telling you, the obligation today to every child of God is to serve Him through the local assembly, the church of the living God. Amen. And so his service here, and the Bible said that, and he, after he was taken up, and that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments from the apostles whom he had chosen. The commandments that was given unto them. They wrote down the scriptures, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Peter, James, and John, and all the way down through the New Testament, we find the writings of the apostles that he gave them commandment to write, and commandment to do the things that they were doing. And he did that we might have a pattern today to go by. We're not in the position today to forget what our forefathers did and how they served God and how they loved God, how they loved the church. We're not to forget that. We're not supposed to lay that pattern down, but we're supposed to do like they did and like the Lord Jesus did in his day, serving the Lord here. And so what he did, he didn't waste his time establishing the church. He didn't set it up with the pastors and teachers and preachers to waste time. But he set it up for an example that we, through the Holy Ghost, would continue that all the way through till he comes back and gets us one day. So the church is alive and well today. You do well to be a part of that church instead of laying it to house and laying it home and trying to watch it on Facebook or YouTube. And you'd be good to go to the house of God. You're able to go, you ought to go, amen, and be in the house of God. So his will is that we serve God through the church of the living God. And Billy set the church up, the living example today of the church is alive and well this morning. And so we found this service is shown. Jesus did and taught the Word of God. He done the Scriptures and He taught the Scriptures. His life lived up to the Word of God and what He was teaching there that morning. So we found His substance. And it's found in verses 2. The substance and what makes it matter, what makes it lasting, and because it's done through the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost has got very much a part of the church today. As a matter of fact, we're indwelt by the Spirit of God. But He, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom He had chosen through the Holy Ghost. The substance of His message was living through the power of the Holy Ghost, and that Jesus worked through Himself. And Jesus and the Holy Ghost was in full agreement. They worked together. And listen, the Holy Ghost is in full agreement with the Scriptures and with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Word of God is but from God the Father. And it's given to us through the inspiration of the Spirit of God. And God uses that and they get sinners saved, and when they get the message out through the church of the living God through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Paul has said that well, and I dealt with that a few times in recent times. And because it's through the power of the Holy Ghost that we preach the Word of God and we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so the substance of Jesus' message was through the Holy Ghost. And my friend, He preached through the Holy Ghost and by the Holy Ghost. And the Spirit of God came upon Him and brother anointed Him, and Jesus began to preach the precious Word of God. They're working in unison. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And they're working through the church of the living God today. Oh, sure. And there's a lot of churches that are not really churches, and sure, they're not sticking with the Bible and the Word of God, and true, we've got some things going on in the church world today that's a shame and a disgrace, and today, but I'm telling you, brother, He works through the church and through the message and by the power of the Holy Ghost, and we've got a duty to uphold that, and brother, you're part of the church of the living God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, He's talking to the saved folk, amen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as a manner of some is, even so much some more, as you see the day approaching. You say, preacher, wicked day, so much going on, I don't want to go out. Well, He said, the more it's going on, the more you ought to gather together in God's house and go to hear the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God, and brother, be a part of the ministry of the Spirit of God in the last days, because with the Lord soon coming back, and we've got a duty to be a part of what He's doing through the church and by the Holy Ghost and through the preaching of the Word of God today. And brother, we've got a duty to be a part of that today. We don't have a place to sit down and quit and quit serving God and quit worshiping God, and brother, just because the world has leaned to their religions and their entertainment, and that's not an excuse for us to sit down and to forsake the church of the living God. I know where the crowds are this morning. The crowds are where the entertainment is, and where there's no requirements of righteousness and brother godly living. That's where the crowds are today. But I'm telling you, brother, His church is alive and well, and they're still believing the gospel of Jesus Christ and worshiping God this morning. And God, I've got a duty to be a part of that today. And so the substance of the message of Jesus is through the Holy Ghost of God, inspired, and by the Holy Ghost of God, the Scriptures were given unto us today. And we ought to read it, and we ought to teach it, and we ought to preach it, and we ought to practice it, because Jesus did the very thing that I'm talking about today. He did, and He taught the Word of God. He began to do and to teach the Scriptures, and He taught the Spirit-filled men of God to go out and establish churches, and their brother to appoint churches and offices in there, and to serve God through the church and send missionaries around the world to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's all because of him this morning. Amen. So getting ready to serve is found here in chapter 1 of Acts. Getting ready to serve God. He's getting the disciples ready to serve by doing and teaching them the Word of God. He spent his 3 years, 3.5 years here, gathering them up and getting them ready to serve him. And he's going to leave, and he's already left, but he'd come back. And brother, he's going to send the Spirit of God very soon here in the book of Acts in chapter 2. The Spirit of God's going to come, and he's going to inhabit the church of the living God and dwell every believer, and brother, be a part of the ministry have been sent forth through the Word of God that's preserved for every generation. You don't need a new Bible. You need to read the one you got. Amen. And don't need a new way to serve. Need to worship God the old-fashioned way as God taught them to do in the Scriptures. They didn't forget about Moses. They didn't forget about David. They didn't forget about those old men of God. And brother, try to start some new way, but we've got to worship God in spirit and in truth today as God told us to do. Joy to be with you this morning. Meet us in church today. God blesses our prayer. Until next time. Amen.